from KQED.
Brothers and sisters, you must come out! Come out to your parents! Come out to your friends, if indeed they are.
That's actor Sean Penn in the 2008 Oscar-winning film Milk. And on the anniversary of Milk's death, we wanted to know, what does he mean to young people today? We sent reporter Ryan Levy to City College of San Francisco to find out.
All right, everyone!
Brianna Bahar Hansen welcomes their students to Introduction to LGBT Studies and introduces them to today's topic.
Carving up the life and journey of one of the greatest visionaries in the LGBTQ community.
And they're surprised when they find out that some in the class, like second-year student Matthew Foley, know nothing about the gay San Francisco icon.
I haven't even heard of him before today, which I feel kind of bad about.
And most of the students who have heard of him have just seen the Sean Penn movie and really don't know much else. At least one student, third-year Miranda LaBounty, is a little more familiar with Milk's legacy.
I grew up kind of with Harvey Milk mentioned in the same sentence as Martin Luther King.
But even she's pretty hazy on the specifics.
And the fact it was so recent, I always assumed Milk was like 50, 60 years ago, and that it was only 40 years ago he was assassinated. Jesus. Like, our parents were alive and walking around during that time.
Hearing the details of Milk and Moscone's assassinations for the first time, the students are especially disturbed by the fact that former San Francisco supervisor Dan White only served 5 years in prison for the killings.
If Harvey Milk somehow killed Dan White and Moscone, he would be life in prison. But because it was a white, cis straight man doing it.
If it were a black guy or a trans person or
even just a woman.
Yeah. Like, that person would be institutionalized or still in jail to this day.
That last voice belongs to Michaela Kendrick, and she's touching on something that a lot of students brought up during the discussion. Race and gender identity privilege. Not just for Dan White, but for Harvey Milk, too. This idea of intersectionality, the way that a person's sexuality combines with their race and gender and socioeconomic status and other identities, is something that young queer people talk about a lot, and it impacts how they view someone like Milk.
I do connect with him in some sense because he is a hero, and I will never sit there and say that he's not a hero because he literally died for us, but at the same time, he comes from a different background, and I don't think he, like, encapsulated everybody.
LaShawn Purcell says he can connect with Milk because both of them are cisgender males. But for Purcell, who's black, that's where the similarities end.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of other trans women of color that couldn't necessarily do what Harvey Milk did because of who he is.
But even while they look critically at how Milk's privileges allowed him to do what he did, students like Michael Thomas still recognize the kind of impact Milk had.
If it wasn't for him, this class wouldn't have been able to even be in college. That's a fact.
After class, I asked Professor Brianna Bahar Hansen why they thought the students, some of whom had never heard of Milk before, still seemed to feel a connection with him.
Many people are living that experience where they're marginalized, they're vulnerable, they're not welcome within their spaces. Even here in San Francisco, there's been just some very heart-wrenching stories of not being accepted by families, and really the issues that Harvey Milk talking about in the 70s still so apply to their lives today.
And because those issues of oppression are still present for these young people, Harvey Milk and his legacy still matter to them, even if they only just learned about him